From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Let's check out three of our 27 VK4 clubs and six special interest groups. I'm John, VK4JJW for Q News. We're looking today on Caboolture Special School Amateur Radio Club, Bundaberg, and the Banana Shire Repeater Association. Banana Shire Repeater Association owns and maintains four repeaters on the top of Banana Range, which is located between the towns of Banana and Biloela, and sits at a height of just over 600 metres above sea level. Banana Range is also able to be activated as a SOTA site, having SOTA ID VK4/CA-032. President is Errol Johnson. Fellow club members regularly meet at Kerrinvale Com Audio, 3A Murchison Street, Biloela. All are welcome at Ian VK4FNAA's communication shop during business hours. Banana Shire Repeater Association at one stage broadcast the WIA National News, as well as Q News every Sunday via 2 metres, as well as Echolink. Caboolture Special School Amateur Radio Club. Its establishment some 11 years ago was by members of the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club and the Caboolture Amateur Radio Club. Club membership is open to students and their families, school staff and volunteers. This membership base is over 250 students and their families and 200 staff. The Caboolture Special School Amateur Radio Club station VK4HBU meets each Tuesday as part of the school's Vocational Technical Education Emergency Service Program. The president, who isn't named, can be phoned on 07-5431-4444. Bundaberg. Established 1961, Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club is a WIA-affiliated club and has a strong membership fostering entry-level, foundation license training and regularly scheduled practical workshops to share information and improve the skills of members. The club also has an active WISEN group and holds regular theory and practical training sessions throughout the year. Meetings include management committee meetings, the third Wednesday of each month, quarterly club meetings followed by item of interest last Saturday of February, May, August, November at the club rooms, SES HQ, Kendalls Road, Bundaberg, 2 p.m. Bundaberg Club Net currently operates on VK4RBG 2-metre repeater on 147.8, Monday evenings, 7:30 local time. President is Ross Orpin, VK4JRO. Well, there we be, three of our 27 VK4 clubs and six special interest groups. If you'd like to put pen to paper and step up to the microphone to tell us about your club, then drop a note to qnews at wia.org.au. For Q News, I'm John, VK4JJW.
This is Q News from VK4WIA. Coming to you from volunteer relay stations around Queensland, Australia, and the World Wide Web. An issue that was raised on one of the Facebook amateur radio groups received many comments. It was past WIA President Phil Waite who posted a story from his family which raised issues about people joining the hobby or not. In this case, it was someone who sat and passed their assessment and then failed to follow through to obtaining the call sign to go on air. This may not be a common occurrence, but there seems to be a high attrition rate in people who investigate the hobby and even sign up to do a course, then just drop off. The discussion that followed pointed to a number of issues that Phil describes correctly as access. That is, being able to make entry into our wonderful world of electronics. I know that our assessment system depends on volunteers apart from the final part of the process, which is handled by the WIA National Office. What is clear is that many people are not following up on approaches by prospective amateurs. Courses and assessments may not be easily suited to people's work routines, and there is really little provision for people who are not club members because of remoteness. You may be able to add many other factors which inhibit people from getting into amateur radio. Now, the thing is that many people are anxious to see the whole licensing framework modernised. And you will hear from WIA National News about the detailed improvements that the WIA is negotiating with the ACMA. What I reckon we need is a string of positive developments from all parts of the hobby that the consultative committee can propose to the regulator, knowing they have major support. Whether you are an institute member or not, now is the time to lodge your practical and reasoned thoughts before the final guidelines are set in stone. As the whole radio spectrum licensing regime is to be overhauled with the new Act of Parliament, it is time for us to think about what we want our hobby guidelines to be. If you haven't already completed the surveys on the WIA website, please go and have a look at the draft proposals and then either do the online surveys, there are two running, or put in your own submission to the ACMA consultation paper. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.